The first Similkameen 5K Fun Run was a huge success on April 21, with more than full registration and over $3,000 raised for a local food program. The money will go to the Similkameen Starfish Pack program and provide food for 3 students throughout the school year. The event, which sent more than 100 participants along the KVR Trail starting from Karamias Memorial Park, was a collaboration between the Similkameen Country Development Association, the Similkameen Trail Society and the Regional District of Okanagan Similkameen's Recreation Department. "The RDOS recreation team is very happy with the outcome," said Andy Foster, the manager of the Similkameen Rec Center. "The inaugural event went smoothly thanks to the many supportive RDOS partners and community volunteers, including young leaders. Along with the main fun run, walk portion, there were additional activities including a toddler dash, which featured the event's youngest runner at 3 years old. The fastest time to complete the 5-kilometer course was by runner Stephen Mantle, who finished in 22.5 minutes. Participants were released in waves, starting with more practiced runners before moving on to older participants, walkers, and those with dogs. Parents even brought their strollers to participate with their babies. The slowest participant crossed the finish line just over an hour in. The Community Foundation of the South Okanagan Similkameen helped the event get off the ground with a neighborhood small grant. Plans are currently to bring it back in 2025, however, the team that put it together will be working to improve the event and make it bigger. Since 2020, the Similkameen Starfish Pack program has grown from supporting 3 students to supporting 35 with food to take home over the weekends during the school year. It costs about $25 per weekend for the food, which adds up to $900 per student for a whole year. The funds from the fun run will be enough for at least 3 students for the year. Read more: Similkameen Starfish Pack program in need of sponsors. Read also: Osoyoos looks to take on $51 million lake water project amid well troubles.